Today's daf is Megillah Daf Chaf. We are at the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Yutes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Chus Befuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abed Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mechel, Shmu Ben Tehila, Hena Perel Bas Vichevet, Rafal Kahas Ben Fega, Fega Liba Bas Chava, Alter Alimelech Ben Liba Nacha, Shalamas Bas Fega Liba, Baruch Ben Roch. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl Ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So, today's daf is a tale of three Mishnahs, and all three Mishnayas and the ensuing Gemara that we're going to learn in today's daf is Mishnayas that not only is important in Masechtas Megillah, but really have Shas ramifications, and in the world of Raid are literally quoted throughout Shas. We're going to do what we do within the time that we have allotted, but just to be mindful of the fact that we're learning a very important daf as far as yesoides that we can take with us for different sugyas as well. The first Mishnah is going to discuss who is it that's kosher to be moitzi other people with Mikra Megillah. And the majority of the daf is going to discuss the halacha of a cheresh. Now, just to be clear, throughout Shas, whenever you find the term cheresh, it's referring to a cheresh that's einoy shoymeya ve'einoy medaber. So this is a cheresh that not only can he not hear, but he's also einoy medaber. He can't talk. And a cheresh that's einoy shoymeya ve'einoy medaber in halacha is considered like a shoyta and a katan. He's patam in a mitzvah. And that's why you often find cheresh, shoyta, and katan coming together. That cheresh that comes together with the shoyta and katan, who is not obligated to mitzvahs, who is limited in terms of how he's able to transact, even on a business level, that cheresh is einei shemeya ve'einei medaber. A cheresh that's only einei shemeya, but he's yochel ledaber, he's kipikeach l'chol dvarov, he's chayev mitzvahs, he is someone that's considered a bardas in halacha, he's not the cheresh that comes together with the shoyta and the katan. Stating that, there is one area in halacha where a cheresh that's einoy shoymeya, even though he's medaber, is treated differently. And that is in areas of halacha that are nogeya speech. Now you can ask me, he can talk. He just is einoy shoymeya. So why should he be somehow limited in terms of those areas of halacha? The reason is because there is an idea that it could be if the Torah mandates you to say something, you have to hear what it is you're saying. And if you don't hear what it is you're saying, based on that, it could be you would not be able to fulfill that mitzvah of speech. If that's the case, even though a cheresh that's medaber, even though he's einoy shemeya, is considered a bar das in halacha, but as it relates to this particular halacha, which is negeya speech, being that he himself cannot hear what it is he's saying, so it's for that reason, maybe it would be an issue. Now, what's the makar to say something like that? It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the second parak of Masechtas Brachos, Brachos daf tes vav amar alef. The Mishnah says, HaKoyres HaShema V'loy Hishmiya L'Ozne. If somebody said Shema, but he didn't hear the Kriya Shema that he said, Yotza. The halacha is he's Yotza. Rabbi Yotza Yomer, Rabbi Yotza says, Lo Yotza. He's not Yotza. And Rabbi Yotza learns it out from a pasuk, Shema Yisrael HaShem Elokeinu HaShem Echad. And the word Shema teaches us, HaShmei L'Oznecha Mashat HaMoytze Mipicha. You have to hear with your ears what it is you're saying. But Rabbi Yotza has a shita that if somebody would say Shema, he wouldn't hear the words, even if he's able to hear, but he physically doesn't hear it. Is lo yotza, he wouldn't be yotza. Now the Tanakhama argues, but the point is, you see this concept, albeit by Kriya Shema, that if a person says Shema and he doesn't hear the words of Shema, he wouldn't be yotza. We'll see in the Gemara that this machloikis Rabbi Yosi in the Tanakhama was not exclusive to Kriya Shema, even though it's learned out from Psukim and Hilchas Kriya Shema, but it's not exclusive to Kriya Shema, and really it has implications to other areas of halacha as well. And the concept is that Rabbi Yosi has a shita that any mitzvah that is related to speech, if you don't hear what it is you said, or if you can't hear what it is you said, it could be you wouldn't be yotze. And based on that, a cheresh that's medaber v'einei shemeya, even though really he's a bar chiyuva for all mitzvahs in the Torah, but maybe when it comes to mitzvahs that are negeya speech, it's going to be a problem. Specifically, Mikra Megillah, which is what we're learning, where Megillah nikras, The mitzvah of Megillah is to recite the Megillah. So it could be a cheresh that's medaber ve'enu shemeya would be potter from the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. That's why we're discussing it here in Megillah Yotes Amid Beis. And obviously it's pretty intuitive why this is something that would have implications in other areas of halacha as well. Either way, on that note, we begin the Mishnah. Hakol ksheir and likra says Megillah. Everybody is kosher to read the Megillah, meaning everybody can be mitzi somebody else with Mikra Megillah chutz, with the exception of a cheresh, shoita, v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda machshe v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan is going to be kosher. So hakol ksher and likras hamegillah. Everybody's kosher to be moitzi other people with mikra megillah. There are three exceptions. Cheresh, shoita, v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda machshe v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, even a katan can be moitzi other people with mikra megillah. So just to understand a little bit the Mishnah. Number one, the Mishnah is discussing who could be moitzi other people with Mikra Megillah. That's just a long-winded way of saying who's chayev in Mikra Megillah. It's really the flip side of the same coin. If you're chayev in Mikra Megillah, you could be moitzi someone else with Mikra Megillah. If you're not chayev in Mikra Megillah, you can't be moitzi somebody else with Mikra Megillah. So the Mishnah is really looking at it from the standpoint of who's kosher to be moitzi other people with Mikra Megillah. But really, what we're saying is, who is chayiv in Mikra Megillah? And really what the Mishnah then is saying is that everyone is chayiv in Mikra Megillah, with the exception of a cheresh shayit v'katan. Now we just said that usually when cheresh shayit v'katan come together, the cheresh is eino shemeya ve'eino medaber. But as we're about to see in the Gemara is going to assume that when the Mishnah says chutz mi-cheresh, this cheresh doesn't only mean a cheresh eino shemeya ve'eino medaber, but it means even a cheresh that's eino shemeya that is medaber, who really in halacha is treated like a pikeach, and he usually doesn't come together with the shayta and the katan. But in this sugya, being that we're dealing with a mitzvah of kriya, a mitzvah that involves speech, and there is an idea, there's a notion that maybe if you don't hear yourself talk, you cannot fulfill any mitzvah that's related to dibur. So the cheresh, that's enish emeya, even though he's medaber, and could be in this case, would come together with the shayta of the katan. One thing that's worth mentioning is it sounds like from the Mishnah that an isha, a woman, would be able to be moitzi somebody else with Mikra Megillah. This maybe has to do with the Bahag in Tosfos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, but we're not going to talk about that today. So again, the halacha of the Mishnah is everyone's kosher to be moitzi other people with Mikra Megillah, with the exception of a cheresh shayit v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda argued with katan. Rabbi Yehuda machshe v'katan. Zok the Gemara man tano. Who's the tan of our Mishnah that seems to hold that cheresh di'evan nami loy, that a cheresh can't be moitzi someone even b'di'evan? And again, to be clear, it's in Dritten Mo. We're talking about a cheresh that's medaber. So this cheresh really is chayev in Mikra Megillah. Or you would think he should be. He's chayev in all mitzvahs. But we're saying that because of the fact that he can't hear, that would say that he's potter from this particular mitzvah, because there's a tenai that any mitzvah that's related to speech, you have to be able to hear. So essentially what the Mishnah then is saying is, if we make that assumption that the cheresh is a cheresh that really is medaber, we're saying that this halacha of you have to hear yourself talk is so wichtig, it's so important, it's even bidyeved, that the Mishnah is saying that if a cheresh like that would be moitzi someone else with the Mikra Megillah, even b'di'evet, he wouldn't be yoitzi. So the Gemara says, if that's what the Mishnah is saying, who's the Tana that holds that? Amar Rav Masa. Rav Masa said, Rav Yosi. It must be Rav Yosi. Which Rav Yosi? The Rav Yosi that we mentioned in the brief introduction. In Brachas, Daf Tes, Vav Amar Alf. The time we learned to the Mishnah, Kuris, Shema, B'lishmi, L'azi. If somebody reads Kriyashma and he didn't hear himself talk, Yotze, he's yoitzi. Rav Yosi, Yomi, Rav Yosi says, Lo Yotze, really, he's not going to be yoitzi. So you see, Rav Yosi holds that even b'di'evet, you're not yoitzi Kriyashma. So if you don't hear yourself say Kriyashma, but the Evid, it's not a Kriyashma. If you don't hear yourself say the Megillah, but the Evid, it's not going to be a Mikra Megillah. That's why the Mishnah says, Hakol Ksher and Likras is a Megillah, Chotz Micheres Shoyte V'Katon, even B'Dievet, of course, we're going according to Rabbi Yossi. But Enochinami, according to the Tanakam, who argues with Rabbi Yossi in that Mishnah, it would not be true that a Cheresh can't be Moitzi somebody with Mikra Megillah, because the Tana Kama and the Mishnah Masechtas Bracha says Hakoyres Hashma V'Lo Yishmiel LaAznoi Yatzah. You're going to be Yatzah, which means the way the Gemara understands it now, that at the very least B'di'evet, you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So as it relates to Mikra Megillah, B'di'evet, you will have fulfilled the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah as well. So if a cheresh that's medaber v'eino shemeya B'di'evet can fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, so Bal Karchach, then the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah is not going according to the Tanakama of that Mishnah. Now, really, the whole assumption that we just made, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi and not the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi, is because the Gemara understands that when the Mishnah said, Hakol Ksherin Likris HaMegillah, Chutz Micheresh Shoyte V'Katon, Chutz Micheresh means even B'di'evin. Now, it doesn't say B'di'evin. Hakol Ksherin, maybe L'Katchilo, Chutz Micheresh L'Katchilo. But maybe B'di'evin, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara is making an assumption. The assumption is, Chutz Micheresh means what? It means even b'di'ev. It says the Gemara, "Mimayd Rabbi Yosiu b'di'ev nami loy." How do you know that when the Mishnah says chutz micheresh, chutz micheresh, it means even b'di'ev? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. So who's Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanakama in that Mishnah in Brachas Daf Tesvav Amar Aleph. Even though it doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda, usually Stam Mishnah would be maybe Rabbi Meir, but it's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says maybe really our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it's only l'katchila that chutz micheresh. But enochanami b'di'evet, if a cheresh would be moitzi, it would be okay. Hodi'evet shapardami, but b'di'evet would be fine. So the Gemara says, l'isol kataitach, you can't say that. You can't say it's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara is going to give two reasons that you can't say Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, diktani cheresh domi yudashayit v'katan. If the Mishnah said, chutz micheresh, shayit v'katan. Now, ma shayit v'katan di'evet nami loy, that's pasha, that a shayit v'katan, even b'di'evet can't be moitzi. Nobody holds that a shayit v'katan can be moitzi somebody else b'di'evet. Why? Because a shayit v'katan is for sure pater. Pata l'katchilo and pata b'di'evet. So af cheresh di'evet nami lois. Even though cheresh, you can hear that maybe b'di'evet it should be okay based on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah and Brachas Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph. But it seems like chutz mi cheresh shayit v'katan. And even though this is not the cheresh that usually comes along with the shayit v'katan, but it sounds like cheresh shayit v'katan in this halacha the same. So just like shayit v'katan b'di'evet not, so to the cheresh also b'di'evet not. But the Gemara says, I don't know if that's muchach. V'duma hakadisa v'hakadisa. Maybe no. Maybe chutz mi cheresh means l'katchila, and chutz mi shayit v'katan means b'di'evet. So the Gemara says, I hear you. It's true. It's true. Because it says chutz micheresh shayit v'katan, that in of itself is not a makar, that's not a source, not a raya, that the Mishnah means that a cheresh is not okay even b'di'evet, therefore it wouldn't be a raya that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. La'olam, I can tell you the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but I'll bring you another raya that the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. Very, 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 very obvious raya, because midik tani seifa. The seifa said what? Rabbi Yehuda machshe b'katan. There's a Tanakama in our Mishnah, and then Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakam. Tanakam says, Hakol Ksherin Likris HaMegillah Chutz Micheresh Shayit V'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda then argues, Rabbi Yehuda is Machshe V'Katan. Well, it certainly sounds like the Tanakam is not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda argues with what the Tanakam said. He said it's Chutz Micheresh V'Shayit, not Katan. So obviously the Tanakam is not Rabbi Yehuda. So Michal the Reish Allah Rabbi Yehuda He. So you see, clearly the Reish is not Rabbi Yehuda. So the Bach says, skip the next line. The Dilma says the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, no, I don't think that's a raya either. Because maybe I'll tell you the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Mishnah has a Tanakama, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda. No. V'trei gavni katan k'tani lo. And the Mishnah is really talking about two different types of katans, meaning the halach of the Mishnah that says, chutz micheresh shayit v'katan is true. The halach of the Mishnah that katan's kasher, Rabbi Yehuda machshe v'katan, is also true. They're both Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, we'll have to edit the Mishnah. The Chesurei Mechsev Achiktani, and this is the way we're going to edit the Mishnah. Read it as follows. Hakol Ksherin Likris HaMegillah Chutz Micheresh Shayit V'Katan. Everyone's kosher to read the Megillah, with the exception of a Cheresh Shayit V'Katan. Medvar Mamurim, Bekatan Shleiki Lechenoch. When is it true that a Cheresh Shayit and a Katan is Potter, can't read the Megillah, can't be invited to someone else with the Megillah? That's if the Katan is Leigia Lechenoch. He's so young that not only does he not have a mitzvah, but his father doesn't even have a mitzvah to train him to start doing mitzvahs. The Chanoich Lanar Alpi Darkoi, which usually kicks in at the age of 6 or 7, or Be'erich. I mean, different mitzvahs are different, but that's the general age that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. But the point is that the child is not even at the age of chinuch. Aval b'katan shegi l'chinuch. But as it relates to a katan that's already at the age of chinuch, I feel l'katchila, then it's going to be kosher l'katchila. She, Rabbi Yehuda, machshe b'katan, because the whole mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is machshe b'katan. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, that just because the seif is Rabbi Yehuda doesn't necessarily mean that the reisha can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Loyim, the reisha could be Rabbi Yehuda as well. So just to recap for a second where we are. The Mishnah said, Hakol Ksherin, Likres is HaMegillah, Chutz Micheresh, Shoyte V'Katan. The Cheresh that the Mishnah is talking about is not the Cheresh that usually comes along with the Shoyte and the Katan. But rather, this Cheresh is only Enei Shemeya. He's also, but at the same time, he is a Medaber. By the way, how do you know that? We should have spoken that out right at the beginning. It has to be. Because if he's not a medaber, then how could it be moitzi someone else with mikra megillah? So it's poshut that the cherish of the mishnah is a cherish on medaber, which then is a chiddush because that cherish usually doesn't come along with the shayt of a katan. Shayt of a katan apatam and a mitzvahs. A cherish that's medaber, even if he's enu shemeya, is chayiv in mitzvahs. So what would be the reason that he can't be moitzi somebody else? Obviously, the gemara assumed it has to do with the mishnah and brachas tesvav amar alav. It has to do with this concept that when it comes to kriyas shema, you have to hear yourself talk. So, just like it's true for Kriya Shema, it must be true for all mitzvahs that are like Kriya Shema in the sense that they involve dibur, they involve speech. Stating that, the Mishnah said that cherish cannot be moitzi somebody else. So the Gemara said, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? And really what emerged is, it could be either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Because in that Mishnah, there's a machloikis Tanakam Rabbi Yossi. Tanakam of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, even though it doesn't say before it's Rabbi Yehuda. But it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And the way the Gemara understands the machloikis right now is that Rabbi Yossi holds that if you don't hear yourself talk when the mitzvah is talk, you're not yoitza, even b'di'evet. Rabbi Yehuda holds the katchila, it's a problem, but the evidence is going to be okay. So the Gemara says you can go either way. You could say the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. And when it says chutz micheresh, it means that even b'di'evet a cheresh can't be moitzio, because just like b'di'evet he can't be yoitza krishma, b'di'evet he can't be yoitza mikra megill, b'di'evet he can't be moitzio with mikra megill. If you want the Mishnah to be Rabbi Yehuda, it can be Rabbi Yehuda as well. Rabbi Yehuda holds that l'katchila, at the very least, you're supposed to hear yourself talk Krishma. And being that l'katchila, at the very least, that's what you're supposed to do. So l'katchila, cheresh can't be moitziu. But anachanami, b'di'evet, he would be able to be moitziu. So really what comes out, the maskana, is the Mishnah could be either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda. Major nafgamina, poshup shot what the Mishnah is saying. If the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, it means even b'di'evet, the cheresh can't be moitziu. If the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, it means that b'di'evet, he could be moitziu. But one thing is clear. What we're coming out now is that Rabbi Yehuda, who argues with Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah and Brachas Daf Tezvav, holds that l'katchila, when you say Kriya Shema, you're supposed to hear yourself talk. It's only b'di'evet that it's fine. And that's where he argues with Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds even b'di'evet. And because we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds that l'katchila, you're supposed to hear yourself talk. Therefore, we're able to entertain a notion that maybe the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. But really, there's another way you can learn Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in that Mishnah? Brachas tezvav. Hakoresh shma v'lo yishmir la azna yatsa. I don't know. Maybe you're yaitza because you didn't do anything wrong. Maybe it's even like katchila. Now, if that's the way you would learn Pshat in the Mishnah, Brachas tezvav and Aleph, then this whole lamed of Gemara that we just learned is really not applicable. Because then there's no way in the world you could ever say that the Tana of our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So really, we're making an assumption in a Mishnah in Brachas Tezvav Amar Aleph, just partial learning the Gemara. We're making an assumption in the Mishnah in Brachas Tezvav Amar Aleph, and because of that assumption that we're making, we're now entertaining a possibility to say that even though we thought for sure the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, it's not Mochach, it's Rabbi Yossi. Maybe it's even going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "Maya Kimta, Rabbi Yehuda. We just made an Akimta that maybe our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Uvid Yefed, and Rabbi Yehuda therefore holds that even that when Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah Brachas that Hakurish Mabalish Milaz and Yatzi means b'di'evet, but really l'katchila not Elo Hadatani. Problem is we have a price. Rabbi Yehuda Breda Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Rabbi Yehuda son Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi said the following. He said Cheresh Hamedaber Ve'enu Shemeya Toyim l'katchila. That if you have a Cheresh, he's Medaber Ve'enu Shemeya. Again, he's the Cheresh of our sugyo. He's allowed to give Truma l'katchila. Mani, who is he going according to? Now, what's the problem? What do you mean? What does it have to do with our sugya? He's giving truma. Truma has to do with dibur. So Rashi says, Afrasha's truma has nothing to do with dibur. But you make a bracha when you mafresh truma. And the bracha has to do with dibur. And if he's toirim l'katchila, it sounds like we allow him to do it, even though he's not to be able to make the bracha. Which is a chiddush, because if he can't make the bracha, then someone else should do it. That other person will be able to make the bracha. So toirim l'katchila sounds like you could be mafresh the truma, and either bracha, no worries. Meaning, l'katchila, he can make the bracha. Mani, he can't hear himself. Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going to Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds in the Mishnah Brachas that's Vav Amar Aleph, that Hakurish Mavalish Milaz and Yatza, it's only b'di'evet that you're going to be Yatza. But l'katchila, it's not okay. And you, Rabbi Yossi, forget about it. D'evet Amila, Rabbi Yossi holds, you can't say Kriyishma even b'di'evet, so this shouldn't be good at all. Elamai, so right, what comes out? So must be, says the Gemara, who is Rabbi Yehuda Breda Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi going to hold like? He probably holds either like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. The problem is, he really doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. Now, the maskana of the Gemara, we'll just give it away. The maskana of the Gemara says there's a third shita, so don't worry about it. There's allowed to be a third shita. But right now, the Gemara is trying to make it work with these two shitas that the Mishnah mentioned in Brachas Tezvav. So, Fate the Gemara, who is it going according to? Elamai,
Meaning, what are we trying to say? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda must hold that even l'katchil it's okay. If l'katchil it's okay, so then why are you telling me that our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda? What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's fine l'katchil. So the Gemara says, one second. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda. So you want to tell me, you're right, Rabbi Yehuda Breda of Shimon ben Pazi is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama and the Mishnah in Brachas Tezvav, Vafil l'katchil, right? That's basically what you want to say. The problem is, I have another braisa. Velo hadatanya, lo yivarech adam birchas amazim beliboy. A person shouldn't say birchas amazim beliboy. But if he did, yatsa, he's yatsa. Meaning, don't say birchas amazon in a way where you're not going to hear yourself talk. And if you did it, but the evidence is going to be okay. Mani, according to you, who is that? Like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yossi. Right, same kasha. It's not Rabbi Yehuda because you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the katchila it's okay. And it's really not Rabbi Yossi. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara speaks it out. I feel the katchila. And he Rabbi Yossi. And if it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, I feel the evidence not me. So the Gemara says like this. La'oivam Rabbi Yehuda. La'oivam. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Va'afilu likatchila. And really, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even likatchila, it's okay. So that Rabbi Yehuda, Breder of Shimon ben Pazi, is Rabbi Yehuda. And it's kosher, even likatchila. And if that's the case, our Mishnah then would not be able to be Rabbi Yehuda. V'loy kasha, what's your problem? Who's the Tana of that next Braisa? The Braisa that says likatchila, it's not okay, but the evidence is fine. Hadi David, Hadi Rabbi. That's actually Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi. Meaning, we have another Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda ironically said it, but he said it over the name of his Rebbe. Who is Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe? So if you ask a man on the street, who is Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, and then he started all over again with five Talmidim. One of them was Rabbi Yehuda. In our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda had a different Rabbi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Aimi, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishum, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. The Gemara calls him his Rebbe. Had the Rabbe. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Akurit, Shema, Vitzorach, Sheshmi, Loza. If somebody says Shema, he has to hear himself talk. Shenema, Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Alekenu, Hashem, Echad. And we learn from here, Shema, Lozancha, Ma, Sha'ata, Maitzimi, Picha. But the Gemara understands that Sorach, Sheshmi, Loznoi sounds like it's only Likatchila, but by the Yevit, it's going to be okay. So you see that there is a sheet that holds the katchili you're supposed to do it, but the evidence fine. Rameir says Asher Noichim Mitzav Chayoyim Alev Avecha, and we learn from there Acha Kavanas Alev Hein Hein Advarim. That Acha Kavanas Alev Hein Hein Advarim. That the katchili again. That's what the Joshua means. You're supposed to speak it out, but. But the Eved, it's going to be fine. So says the Gemara, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda holds, even L'katchila, it's fine. And he is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Breder, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, that holds Cheresh HaMedaber, Ve'ene Shemeya, is Torim L'katchila. We have another price that said, Lo Yivarech Adam Birchas HaMazim Beliva, Ben Birach Yatza. It's Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So that's how we're able to put it all together. And it's not confusing, but that's how this all comes together by saying that it's really not two shittas. We started thinking there were two shittas. Really, there's a third shittas. So the Gemara just gives a postscript. Hashda the asas lahachi. Now that you just mentioned this last braisa, afilu temi Rabbi Yehuda kerabe sfirle. I can tell you that really Rabbi Yehuda held like his rebbe. A Talmud's allowed to argue with his rebbe, but. Usually didn't happen. It was a last resort. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda really holds like Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. And if Rabbi Loz ben Azariah said that lekatchila. It shouldn't do it, but the evidence fine. Presumably, that's also the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which means that Tanakam and the Mishnah Brachas Tezvav Amid Aleph would also hold that. Which means our Mishnah Megillah Yotes Amid Beis really could be Rabbi Yehuda. The Hodik Tani Rabbi Yehuda Breder Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. So who's Rabbi Yehuda Breder Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi that said you could even do all the Katchila Rameir? That's going according to Rameir. Rameir said Acha Kavana Salev Heinei Nadvarim means that even the Katchila it's going to be okay, and that's weird. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Shimon ben Pazi is, but just the bottom line, to make a little sikum, so what came out from the Gemara is that our Mishnah is discussing a cheresh that is not able to be moitzi other people with mikra megillah. Usually you would think cheresh can't be moitzi someone with a mitzvah, we're thinking a cheresh ena shemeya ve'ena medaber, not just that, chutz mi cheresh hayit v'chotin, that's always the way it is. But the Gemara comes out that that's not the way it is. And really, practically, it can't be the way it is, because if the cheresh is ena medaber, how could it be moitzi somebody? So obviously we're talking about a cheresh that is medaber, he's just and still the Mishnah says he can't be moitzi somebody else. What would be the svara? He's chayiv mitzvahs. He can't hear. Who cares? Why is that an issue? Teretz is, it's a Mishnah brachas. That's vav aman aleph. A Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, with regards to l'chas kriyishma. If someone says kriyishma, v'lo yishmi l'aznoi. Yiyotzi yinat yaitz. Rabbi Yossi says yinat yaitz. Rabbi Yehuda says yaitz. Muschul rishon. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says he can't be yaitz. Here too, chutz mi cheresh. Shaita v'gadlan, he can't be moitzi. But the Gemara says it could be really, it could be going even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because even though Rabbi Yehuda says you yoitza, maybe it's only b'di'evid that you yoitza. But l'katchila, really, you're not supposed to do it. And maybe when our Mishnah said, chutz mi'cheresh, it means l'katchila, the cheresh shouldn't do it. But b'di'evid, he would be able to do it. And the Gemara, the whole shakla v'tayr, is that really what Rabbi Yehuda holds? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds only l'katchila. And the maskana, what comes out is, it's not clear what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But one thing is clear is that there is such a shita. And really, there's three shitas. There's a shita that when it comes to a mitzvah of dibur, you don't have to hear yourself talk. There's a mitzvah, l'katchila yishud, b'di'evid, no worries. And then there's Rabbi Yosi's shita who holds that even b'di'evid, it's going to be a problem. As it relates to unzer Mishnah, our Mishnah can either be the shita of Rabbi Yosi, or it can be that middle shita. And when the Mishnah says chutz mi'cheresh, it means chutz mi'cheresh, l'katchila, but b'di'evid, really, it's going to be okay. This concludes the very first part of the daf. Moving along, Rabbi Yehuda Machshe B'Katan. Second, the Mishnah said, "Hakol Ksherin Likras Samagilu Chutz Micheresh Shaita V'Katan." Rabbi Yehuda Machshe B'Katan. So we always speak about how throughout Shas, Rabbi Yehuda often would say a halacha and he would bring a raya from a ma'isa. This is going to be consistent. Tanya, we learned to the Brisa. Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, and this is actually unique because here Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a raya from a ma'isa, but this is a bedidi hava uvda ma'isa. This is a story Rabbi Yehuda himself is telling that happened with himself. Usually it's ma'isa b'holni amalka, right? He's varfing the story that happened somewhere, but this is Rabbi Yehuda and that zelt a ma'isa that happened to him. Then is given a bocher katavina talya. So it says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Katan hoyisi. I was a child. V'kurisia l'maylam rab tarfen, and I read the Megillah for Rab Tarfin, Viskanim, and the Skanim Belud. And this took place in Lud. Right? So yesterday we had Rameyer, who was the cipher. Today we have Rab Yehuda, that's the Balkaira. So Rabbi Yehuda was a cotton, he was the Balkaira. And he read the Megillah for everybody. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "You're telling me a cotton can write a Megillah? I'm telling you, a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. It happened with me." So the Gemara says, Amrulai, they told him, Emavin Raimin Akatan. They said, "Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, you were a cotton at the time. Self, and you can't bring rice from a cotton." Why? Because a cotton sometimes doesn't appreciate everything that's happening and all the details and the nuances. And it could be there was a situation and circumstances. The bottom line is you don't bring rice from a cotton. That's the bottom line. Tanya, a similar price. Amr Rebbe said, "Cotton ayisi kresil amaylam Rabbi Yehuda." I was a cotton, and he said, "I read it by Rabbi Yehuda." Amr, they told him, "Emivri and Raya min amater." They don't bring rice from a matter. Because you yourself hold that, meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutter. And because Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutter, so you can bring me a raya that it's mutter, because you once, as a cotton, read the Megillah in the presence of Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one that holds mutter. Of course it was mutter over there. Why did they just say emivin raya min akatan? When Rabbi Yehuda said it, they said emivin raya min akatan. When Rebbe said it, they said emivin raya min amat. I mean, they're both good tainas, but why didn't we say it? They did say the chad of oid karmulay. Chad, they told them, cotton ha'yisa. Number one, you're a cotton. Va'oid, afilu gadol ha'yisa. Right, that insult to injury. Even if you were a god, though, emavin raya min amater. Anyways, it wouldn't have been a geya, because emavin raya min amater. This is the end of the first Mishnah. Zokt, the Mishnah weiter. Ein koyren es ha-Megillah. You don't read the Megillah. V'loi malin, no bris milah. V'loi toivlin, and there's no tefillah. So we're talking about someone that's Tameh. Rashi says not only any person that's Tameh, but this is someone that's Tameh and has to wait 7 days in order for him to be Tar. So for example, a Zav or a Tameh Meis. So someone that has to wait 7 days, you can't do the Tefillah. V'loi Mazin, the Hazah of someone that's Tameh Tumas Meis, that had to be done by Yom HaShlishi, by Yom HaShvi, right, with the Parah Aduma. V'chein Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Additionally, a woman that's Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. See a little bit more about that in a moment. Loi titbal, all these people can't do tefillah achatani tzachama until netzachama. The kulon sha'asu me'ala misha'ala amud ha'shachar kosh. But if they did it from alois ha'shachar, it's going to be kosh. So this mishnah is a very, very important mishnah. What the mishnah is saying is that the day starts by alois ha'shachar. That's what the mishnah is saying. When does day start? Starts alois ha'shachar. Stating that, l'katchila, any mitzvah that you have to do by day, you should not do until netzachama. So netzachama is much later than alois ha'shachar. And really, any mitzvah that has to do with yoyim, the Mishnah is saying, don't do it by alois ha'shachar, even though you could do it by alois ha'shachar. But l'katchila, you shouldn't do it by alois ha'shachar. So that's really the Mishnah in a nutshell. L'katchila, day starts by alois ha'shachar. I mean, b'di'evet, day starts by alois ha'shachar. L'katchila, you should wait a little bit. You should wait until netzachama. Why? So Rashi's mashma a little bit, because until netzachama, there's always a little bit of a sofik laila. Meaning, it sounds like, you know, once upon a time, before you had the watches and, you know, efficient ways of telling time, so you think that it's day because you think it's alois ha'shachar, but, you know, it might not really be day. So if you wait till Netzach Hamah, then it's much lighter outside. So at that point, you're much safer. So it sounds like it's not so much a din, it's more misafik. Rashi's lashon in the Mishnah is ad haNetzach Hamah sheyetze misafik lailos. It sounds like it's related more to a safik. But the point is that when does day start? Alois haShachar. That's the short answer. However, lekatchila, you're not supposed to do any mitzvah that's related to day until Netzach Hamah. And the Mishnah gave a few examples. In Karinas HaMegillah, Karinas HaMegillah is by day. So when? You're supposed to wait until Netzach Hamah. Don't read the Megillah before Netz. Mila, Bris Mila has to be during the day. Don't do it until Netz. Tefillah, certain Tmeyim, their Tefillah has to be dafka during the day, and you don't want to wait, you don't do it until Netzach Hamah. Hazah of the Paraduma. If someone's telling me Tomas Mesi needed Hazah from the Paraduma, wait until Netzach Hamah. Oshay Meres Yoim Keneged Yoim, wait until Netzach Hamah. Now, why did Mishnah only give these examples? L'chura. If you let your mind drift a little bit, you could probably come up with a lot more examples. The Rishayim talk about it. The Rishayim say that Kenira, there's Chedushim in each one of these examples. But either way, the Gemara now is going to bring Mekairis to everything that we just said. Minalon. So says the Gemara, starting with Mikra Megillah. How do you know that Mikra Megillah has to be during the day? The Amar Krav, Ayamim, Ela, Niskarim, Venasim. If Hayomim it says, it sounds like it has to be during the day, not at night. So the Gemara says, Lemit have tufta Rabbi Shulam Levi. Is this a tufta on one of the many Rabbi Shulam Levi's that we had on Daftal and Amad Aleph? Don't Rabbi Shulam Levi Chayvad and Likrus and Megillah with Lailah Vishnais of Yay. You have to read the Megillah at night also. Here it sounds like it's a mitzvah that you only do it during the day. The Gemara says, no, Kiktani Adayay. You have to read it at night, you have to read it during the day. The Mishnah is talking about the Megillah that you do during the day, that what is day? The katchila, wait until nights, but yeah, but you can do it already with alois hashachar. V'loy mol, brismila has to be during the day. The chsiv ubayoy mashmini yimo. Yoy, v'loy toivlin, v'loy mazin. How do you know that the chsiv, he's a tar al atame, bayoy mashmi, v'iskish tfilu lazoya. So the pasuk says that the hazah of the Efer of the Paraduma was supposed to be by Yoim Hashlishi Uvayoim Hashvi during the day, and the same pasuk says, v'rachatz mamayim v'toyer ba'era. So it talks about tfil as well. So in this pasuk, you see the whole halacha. You see number one, hazah, and you also see over here tefillah. V'chein shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim, loy sitpoil ad shetonei tzacham. So what's a shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim? So obviously, ain kan mekoy moy laharech, but for what we need for the Gemara, a shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim is a woman that saw dam nida during her yimei ziva. So a woman sees dam regularly. But Chazal, from a halachic perspective, they took the tkufa that the woman sees dam, and they broke it into two different parts. There's an 18-day tkufa, which is made up of 7 days, and then it's made up of 11 days. And halacha, if a woman sees dam during the 7 days, that dam is considered dam nida, it renders her a nida, she has to follow all halachas of a nida. If she sees dam during the 11 days, that dam is treated as dam ziva, and she follows the halachas of a zava. So what's a zava? It depends how many days she sees dam. If she sees dam once, she has a din of a shemeres yom keneged yom. If she sees dam twice, she has a din of a shemeres yom keneged yom. If she sees dam already 3 times, then she has a din of a zava gedol. We're talking about a shemeres yom keneged yom. Shemeres yom keneged yom's basic halach is, if she sees dam, then she has to watch the next day and make sure she doesn't see dam. If 1 day passes and she doesn't see dam, she goes to the mikveh and she's tahar, so that she's no longer going to be a zava. What if she sees dam again the following day? So it starts all over. If she would see dam, and then she would see dam a second day, she's still a shemeres yom keneged yom. If she sees it already a third time, that's when she becomes a zava, that's when she needs zayin nekiyim, she has to bring a carbon, that's when you have all the halachas of zava. So we're talking about a woman that saw dam 1 time during that 11 days, and right now she's being shemeres yom keneged yom, and she's fine, she didn't see any dam. So she has to go to the mikveh. So zok de mishnah, shemeres yom keneged yom, loy sitpoil, her tefillah has to be during the day, and lekatchila it should be by Netzach Hamah. Don't do it by Elois HaShachar, even though b'diavad that would be fine. She should wait until Netzach Hamah. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Maishna Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom Mikol Chai Veitfilois. I mean, the Mishnah started off saying, V'loi Toivlin. And then we mentioned Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Now, Pashit, the way you would read this Gemara, L'fum Riata, what does it sound like? The Mishnah says, no tefillah happens until Netzach Hamah, lekatchila. And not just that, even a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. It's a very good kasha. We mentioned all tefillah. But when we read the Mishnah, and really, we were just reading Rashi. Rashi says that v'loy toivlin doesn't mean all chayvei tefillos. It means certain chayvei tefillos. It means, for example, a zav or Tamei Mei, someone that had to count 7 days. So what's the Gemara's Kasha Pshita? It's not Pshita. If every person that had to do Tefillah has to wait until Netzach Hama, then it's Pshita. Why should the Shemer Zoyim be any different than any other person that's Chayiv Tefillah? But if really it's not all Chayiv Tefillahs, it's only certain Chayiv Tefillahs, so what's the Pshita? So the truth is, the Pshita of the Gemara is, because which Chayiv Tefillahs have to wait until Netzach Hama? It's the Chayiv Tefillahs that have to count. It's the Chayiv Tefillahs that have to wait 7 days. They're waiting. They're Shemeres. You're waiting the 7 days, and then you go to the mikvah. Or the Tamei Meis has to wait 7 days, and then goes to the mikvah. So the Gemara assumes the Shemeres Yoyim Kineged Yoyim is no different than those Chayvei Tefillah. So the question is not, she's a Chayvei Tefillah. The question is, she's like those Chayvei Tefillah. Either way, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Ma'ichno Shemeres Yoyim Kineged Yoyim, not Mikol Chayvei Tefillahs, but from all the Chayvei Tefillahs that are like the Shemeres Yoyim, that have to wait until day, and specifically Netzach Hama. So Gemara says, it's Ruchna, there's a special Chiddush by Shemeres Yoyim. So good, I mean, I would have thought, I would have thought that a Shemeres Yoyim Kineged Yoyim is the equivalent of a Riyah Rishayna Shel Zav. So a Zava is the female version of someone that has Tumah Ziva. But really, there's a male version as well. And that's a Zav. A Zav is a man that has something that's Yoytze Migufay, Natam, something more similar to Keri. And the point is, he too is Tami. Now the halach is, this is Masechtas Nida 101, one of the most basic, important Yisoydas when you learn Masechtas Nida. And that is that when a man has a Riyah of Ziva, that first Riyah that he has makes him Tomei, but his Tumah is a Tumah Kala. It's a very light Tumah. It's similar to the Tumah of a Balkari. And in Halach, he's treated very much like a Balkari. If he has a second Riyah, now he becomes a Zav. Now we need Shiva Nekiyim. In fact, there's a whole Mishnah, Im Bein Zav Balshteirius, L'sholish Riyas, Elokarb. Because really, a Zav Balshteirius, once he has a second Riyah, now he's already in a whole different category of Tumah. Now he's Metama Tumas Mishkav U'Moshav. Now it's already a Tumah Chamura. But when he sees only one Ziva, he has a Tumah Kala. He's like a Balkari. So the Gemara says that you would have thought that maybe a Shemeres Yoyim Kineged Yoyim, who by definition had a Riyah Rishayna. That's really what she had, right? Certainly when she had the first Riyah, all she had was a Riyah Rishayna. So she had a Riyah Rishayna. You would have thought that maybe her Riyah Rishayna is like the Zov's Riyah Rishayna. And just like the Zov's Riyah Rishayna is very kuladig, like a Balkari, which in Hilchas Tumah is considered very kuladig, so you would have thought that maybe her Riyah Rishayna should be the same way. So again, says the Gemara, so I mean, I would have thought to have a Riyah Rishayna Shel Zav, Kiriyah Rishayna Shel Zav. You would have thought that the Riyah Rishayna of the Zava should be like the Riyah Rishayna Shel Zav. Riyah Rishayna Shel Zav is Kishla Balkari, and the Riyah Rishayna of the Zav is like a Balkari. The Chsiv Zoyz Toiras HaZav Asher Teitz Mimenu Shechvazer. The pasuk is clearly juxtaposing the two. And Ma Balkari Tevel Bayoim, just like a Balkari is Tevel Bayoim, Hainami Litbo Bayoim. Balkari could go to the mikvah right away. Right, someone becomes a Balkari during the day, so that day he doesn't have to wait for anything. He can go to the mikvah. So you would have thought, Shemeres Yoyim Kineged Yoyim, as soon as she sees the dam, she should be able to go to the mikvah. Now, the hobby of Mamalei Matzi Tavla, she can't go to the mikvah right away. Because the pasuk says, Kol Yimei Zoiva, Kimishkav Nidasav Yelah. She has to be Shemeres Yoyim. She has to wait until the day passes and she has to be taught. So she for sure can't go to the mikvah right away. Right? A Balkari is, he has Tumas Keri, he goes to the mikvah immediately. Wait until the end of the day, until he becomes tar, Herif Shemesh, but at the same time, he can go to the mikvah right away. So you would have thought that maybe a Shemeres Yoyim should be able to do the same thing. Now again, a Shemeres Yoyim can't, because when a Shemeres Yoyim sees Dam, by definition, she has to be Shemeres Yoyim. So of course, it's not an option for her to go to the mikvah right away. But you know what I would have thought? Belel Yomiyah Mios Lahavid Mixashim of a Sitpal. You would have thought, let her finish the day, as long as she's tar. At night, she should be able to go to the mikvah. Let her have the kula of the Balkari, who can go to the mikvah right away as well. Now, you can't have it manifest in the same way you have it by the Balkari, because by definition, she needs to be Shemeres Yoyim, but at least at night, she should be able to. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Kivin the Baya Svira, being that she has to count, Svira be a Mamahi. Any tefillah that's related to counting requires that the tefillah be during the day. This is the halacha, and it's for that reason she can't go to the mikvah until the next day, and that's why we singled out the Shemeres Yoyim Kinegiyim. The Mishnah said, V'kulon sha'asu misha'ol amud ha'shachar kashak. What was the halacha of the Mishnah? That day starts by Alois HaShach. However, b'di'evet, the day starts by Alois HaShachar, but the Katchili is supposed to wait until Netzach Hama. But again, b'kulon sha'asu misha'olam od HaShachar kasher. If you did it from Alois HaShachar, that's going to be okay. But not immediately was the Makarta, this Amar Rava. Rava said, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Vayikra Elohim la'or yoyim. It's literally the first parasha in the Torah. So Hashem called or yoyim. What does it mean? P'sachim daf beizam ar aleph. L'meir uba karo yoyim. What does it mean? Vayikrash Elohim la'or yoyim. Or meaning, l'meiruba, as it starts becoming light, that's what yoyim is. That's Alois HaShachar. So Alois HaShachar is when the sun begins to rise. Right, by Netzach Hama, it looks like day outside. But by Alois HaShachar, it doesn't. But that's La Meiruba. And La Meiruba is Koryam. Elamiyata. So the Gemara says, what's the next part of the pasuk? The next words. V'lachoyshech Karolaila. You're going to darshan it the same way? L'machshechuba Karolaila. As soon as it starts getting dark, is it night? That's shkia, that's not night. Everyone knows night is when the stars come out. So says the Gemara, I understand. If you're going to darshan, Vayikra lekim la'or yoim lemeiru ba kar yoim, you should have to be consistent. Darshan the next words. V'lachoyshech Karolaila. And that's not true. Elo amar Rav Zeirus. Rav Zeirus said the Makar is somewhere else. Behacha. It's learned from a pasuk in Nehemiah. So the pasuk is describing one of the themes of Masechtas Megillah, the Yidden are building the second Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk, Nehemiah described what was going on. These were mamish arbiters, and they're out there, and they're working, they're clapping. We were doing work. Half of the people were standing guard. They were holding spears. A roimach is a spear. So we're out there, and we were there from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechavim. And the Pasuk says, at night we were watching, and during the day we were doing work. So what do you see from here? You see that it was Me'alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechavim. It started from Alois, it ended Tzeis. So you see, that must be day. Day starts from Alois HaShachar, and it ends Tzeis HaKechavim. So the Gemara says, "My vayim, why do you need two psukim?" So the Gemara just speaks it out. Because really, v'chitim m'shalam u'dashachar l'avimamuhi, u'michiyar v'shimsho leilihu, v'inu m'kadmi m'chashchi. What did the first pasuk say? It said we were out there from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechavim. Does that mean that day starts Alois HaShachar and ends Tzeis HaKechavim? I don't know. Maybe day starts Netzacham. They were out early. Maybe day ends Shkia and they were out late. Oh, says the Gemara Tashma, but the second pasuk is the Raya, because it says V'hayolano halaylo mishmar v'hayoy melacha. So this was day. So me Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechavim is the definition of day. So this is a Raya that this must be what day is. So Zok the Gemara, this is how you know that day starts when Alois HaShachar. So what's the second Mishnah? The Yisoid of the second Mishnah is that what is day in halacha? Day in halacha starts from Alois HaShachar. It ends with Tzeis HaKechavim. Stating that, and this is the punchline of the Mishnah. The punchline of the Mishnah is that you're supposed to lekatchila not do anything that's related to day until Netzachama. This is something that again is very obviously Nageya Kala Torah Kula. Why are we discussing it here in Masechtas Megillah? Because that was the first halacha that the Mishnah mentioned. In Koyrinus HaMegillah B'di'evet, if you read the Megillah from Alois HaShachar, that's going to be okay. Another very important Mishnah, and this is Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oise Inyan, says the Mishnah. Kol ha'yoyim kosher l'kriyas ha'Megillah. So l'katchili, you're not supposed to read the Megillah until Neitz. B'di'evet, if you read it from Alois HaShachar, that's okay. Say, what if I didn't do it by Alois, I didn't do it by Neitz? How far into the day could I do it? I mean, what is there a time where I can't do it anymore? That's this Mishnah. Kol ha'yayim kashal l'kriyas ha'megillah. You can read the Megillah the entire day. Not just that, l'kriyas ha'hal. Ha'al, you can say ha'al the whole day. But ki ha'shofar, if you didn't hear shofar in the morning, you could hear in the afternoon. U'l'netilas ulav, you can take the lulav the whole day. U'l'tfilas ha'musaf, you could have a musaf the whole day. U'l'musafin, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they were able to bring the carbon musaf the whole day. U'l'vidui ha'parim. Rashi says, this is referring to the vidui that was said on the par helam davar shal tzibur and the par koyim Moshiach. Those viduyim, the whole day. Ula vidui meiser. Vidui meiser was something that the Yid had to do twice during the Shemitah cycle, where you have to say, Biyarti HaKodesh Men Abayis. There was a whole nusach that you said, that you acknowledged. It's a whole question why it's called vidui. But there was this whole nusach that you said, acknowledging the fact that you took care of all the trumas and meisers that you were supposed to do. Ula vidui yoyim HaKippurim. This is the vidui that the Kohen Gadol, the viduyin, that the Kohen Gadol used to say on Yom Kippur. L'smicha. It was a mitzvah to do smicha with a carbon. L'shchita, shchita with a carbon. L'tnufa, certain karbanos had a mitzvah of tnufa. L'hagasha, that was done with a mincha. Mincha had a mitzvah of hagasha. You had to bring it to the mizbeach. Just like there was haylacha with a carbon that involved dam. It's one of the dalet avodas adam. Shchita kabbalah haylacha zrik. You have to walk the dam to the mizbeach. Hagasha is the equivalent thereof when it comes to a mincha. L'kmitza. Everyone knows what kmitza is. Ula haktara, burning the kaimitz on the mizbech. Le malika, that's the avoida that was done with an oif that was kachim. Ula kabbalah, all kabbalas that were done. Ula hazaya, or zrika. L'hashkaya soita, giving the soita to drink, the mei soita. U'larifas egla, the parish of egla arufa. U'latayras ha-metzayra, the special tahira, the tutsipayrim, the special tahira that was negei the metzayra. All these things could be done the entire day. Says the Mishnah, the same is true for things that you have to do at night. Kol alayla kosher, the entire night is kosher, l'ktiras ha-omer, for cutting the omer. So the carbon omer was brought on Tezai and Nisan, the night before they used to cut it. And it was done at night. And you could do it anytime during the night. U'lehekter chalav and veivarim. The haktara of certain fats in the mizbeach were also done at night. Now, incidentally, the haktara didn't have to be done at night. It was able to be done during the day. But that's a chiddush that you could do it at night. And now, could you do it at night? You could do it the whole night. Zeh klal, here's the rule. Davish mitzvah sevayayim kasher kalayim. Any mitzvah that you have to do during the day, you could do it the whole day. Davish mitzvah sevayayim kasher kalayim. Any mitzvah that you're supposed to do at night, you could do it the whole night. But the point is that what's the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is saying that if you have a mitzvah that you're supposed to do during the day, you can do it the whole day. If you have a mitzvah you're supposed to do at night, you do it the whole night. So the previous Mishnah was discussing when the day starts. Mikatchila, don't do it until nights, but the Yevet Alois HaShachet. This Mishnah is going now on the back end. How much time do I have to do it? I have the whole day. It's actually a very interesting Rashi we're not going to talk about now, but the first Rashi in the Mishnah says, Rashi, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Kol Hayom Kasher. Meaning, why would you have thought not? So Rashi says a very big chiddush. Because you would have thought, as if to say, Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs would somehow have the ability to impact the actual halacha. Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs, you usually think of, it's a mitzvah and a mukhfer, it's a nice way to do it. But it doesn't impact the actual halacha. There's a chiddush over here. You would have thought Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs has the ability to actually impact the halacha. Kamash Malan, that's not the way it is. But one thing we saw from this Mishnah, that's very much a Shas Mishnah. We mentioned practically every single halacha in the Torah. I mean, we went through a lot anyways. And the Gemara now is going to bring the Makairis and the sources to all these different things. Specifically what? Not the rule of the Mishnah. We're just bringing Rayas, because the Mishnah inevitably mentioned certain things you're supposed to do during the day and certain things you're supposed to do during the night. So how do you know all the day things you're supposed to do during the day and how do you know all the night things you're supposed to do during the night? Says the Gemara, Minolan, beginning with Mikra Megillah. Kol Hayom Kasher L'Kriyas Megillah. Says the Gemara, how do you know Mikra Megillah is during the day? The Amakra, the Pasuk says, Vayomim Ha'ela Neskarim V'Nasim V'Hayomim. The Kriyas Hallow. How do you know Hallow? Dichsim Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mavoy. You're supposed to do during the day. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Zehayoyim. Asa Hashem, you're supposed to do it during the day. How do you know lulav is during the day? During the day. How do you know tkiyah shayfer is during the day? How do you know that the musaf was brought during the day? During the day. Ula tfilas ha-musafin. How do you know tfilas musaf has to be during the day? Kim musafin shavyu rabbanan. What do you mean? If the carbon musaf is during the day, then tfilas musaf is also during the day. That's the Basalmim Raish and Reb Kivega that we always talk about, that women, even though they're chayiv and tfilah, but they're potter from tfilas musaf, because tfilas musaf is kik carbon musaf, and the carbon musaf was paid for by the machzah shekel. A woman were potter from the machzah shekel, therefore they're possible. But it's before Shikamar. That you see, tfilas musaf mirrors the carbon musaf, and if the carbon musaf had to be during the day, then tfilas musaf would have to be during the day as well. Ula vidui parim. How do you know vidui parim has to be during the day? The yalav kapara kaparim yema kippurim. We learn it from Yom Kippur. The tanya gabi yema kippurim v'chiper badei ubad beisoy v'kaparas dvarim hakasim medaber. And that pasuk is referring to vidui. V'kapara biyamam. How do you know Kapar Yom Kippur has to be during the day? Because it says B'yayim Azei Yichapar Aleichem. So just like the Kapar of Yom Kippur is B'yayim, so too the Vidui also had to be during the day. Ula Vidui Meiser. How do you know that has to be during the day? D'chsev Amartel Fnei Hashem Aloikecho B'yarti HaKodesh Min Abayis. Okay, you don't see anything there. V'samach Le, it's the next pasuk. Hayoyim Azei Hashem Aloikecho Mitzavecho. So it's Hayoyim. L'smicha V'l'shchita. How do you know those things have to be during the day? D'chsev V'samach V'shachat. Okay, it says V'samach V'shachat. In fact, the Gemara says Tekef L'smicha Shchita. Right, it's the Gemara. So V'samach V'shachat. These two things have to be right next to each other. Uksiv ba B'shchita. And it says by Shchita B'yoyim Zevchachem. So you see that the Shchita has to be during the day. And V'samach V'shachat. Pashita means a hekish, but also it's Tekef. But the bottom line is we're makish smicha to Shchita, and just like Shchita has to be during the day, smicha also has to be during the day. L'tnufa. How do you know tnufa had to be during the day? D'chsiv B'yoyim Hanifchem Esa Omer. Ula Hagasha. How do you know Hagasha? D'chsiv The iskish let tenufa the chesiv alaka chakoy miyado isha is minchas haknois vehenev, and then afterwards it says vehikriv, and vehikriv means bring it closer to the mizbeach, which is hagasha lemalika lekmitza laktara lahazoya. Having all these things, the chesiv biyoyim tzavoysoy as bnei Yisrael. And this pasuk is a very important pasuk, one of the most important pesukim when you learn seder kachin. Biyoyim tzavoysoy as bnei Yisrael. And really, this is a pasuk that teaches me that all avoydas have to be during the day. In fact, the kashrus are obvious. If you have one pasuk that says "B'yom tzavoy says b'nei Yisrael," the end of the pasuk is "L'hakriv es karbonei." That avoda has to be during the day. So why do I need all these specific pesukim for different chalakim of the avoda? I have a general pasuk. Ulashkoya soita asya toira toira. Ksiv, it says over here, "V'asalah hakoyin is kol ha-toira azoyis." Regarding the soita, v'ksiv hasam, and it says, "Al pi ha-toira asher yoyrucha va'al ha-mishpat." Not mishpat b'yoyim. And just like mishpat has to be during the day, avkam b'yoyim, so too this is also during the day. Interesting. The parsha of Soita is referred to as Torah. Ask you, Torah, Torah. As if this is like a whole Torah Shlema. Well, Arifas HaEglo. How do you know that the Arifas HaEglo, beheading the eagle by the Egla Rufa, how do you know that it has to be during the day? Amri Debe Rabiani, Kapara, Ksiv, Bakin Kachem. It says Kapara. And one thing we see from everything we learn is Kachem has to be during the day. So if Kachem has to be during the day, this also has to be during the day. Ula Tairas Mitzayra. How do you know the Tairas Mitzayra has to be during the day? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Zois Tia Tairas HaMitzayra, Biyoim Taharas. Kol Alayla Kachel Ksira Saim. The Mishnah said that anything that's at night has to be that night. The Omar Ma'am. And then we mentioned certain things that are done at night. Very much shorter list. So what was done at night? We mentioned Ktsiras HaOmer and Hekter Chalavim Ve'Evar. So how do you know Ktsiras HaOmer? Pasuk says, Ktsira Usfira Balayla, the Ktsira of the Omer and the Sfira HaOmer is at night, right? We count Omer at night. So Sfira HaOmer and Ktsira HaOmer is at night, Vahava Bayoim, and Hava HaOmer, that's during the day. Well, Hekter Chalavim Ve'Evarim, the Chsiv, it says, Hi ha'oila al moikta ala mezbeach kol ha'layla ad ha'boiker. It's referring to the Akhtara. So you see, it was kol ha'layla, the entire night is going to be kosher. And then the Mishnah gave a rule. Zeh ha'klal. Kol dovash ha'mitzvase ba'yoyim kosher kol ha'yoyim. Dovash ha'mitzvase ba'layla is kosher kol ha'layla. So Gemara says, Zeh ha'klal asuyei mai. Right, wherever it says Zeh ha'klal, it's coming to be marbe something. It's coming to include something that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Mishnah mentioned a lot of things. So what's not mentioned in the Mishnah that we're coming to be marbe? So the Gemara says, La suyei sidur bazichin the siluk Bezichin. Sidur Bezichin means taking the Bezichei Levoina, the two spoonfuls of Levoina, and putting it by the Shulchan. Siluk Bezichin is removing it from the Shulchan. It was done on Shabbos. That's when you had the changing of the guard of the Mishmaris. That's when they used to divide the Lechem Aponim. So the Sidur Bezichin and the Siluk Bezichin are kosher the entire day. Why is that a Chiddush? So the Gemara Ku Rabbi Yossi. It's a very big Chiddush here. The Chiddush is, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya we learned to the Braisi. Rabbi Yossi says, Siluk is a Yeshana Shachris. If you would remove the old lechem upon him in the morning, the seder es hachadasha arvis, and you put the new ones during the day, it's fine. I umani mekayim lefnei Hashem tamid. Doesn't it say that the lechem upon him had to be tamid? It always had to be on the shulchan. Tamid just means shelo yehi shulchan b'loy lechem. It means that you can just at some point during the day, as long as it's there, that you can't go a full day without it. But as long as it's going to be there at some point, that in and of itself is going to be fine. So this is really machloikus and masachtes menaches, where you had to have the lechem upon him and the bezicha levayna. They had to be on the shulchan literally the entire time, and that's what the chachamim hold. Chachamim hold that as they removed the old breads, they literally slid the new breads in. Rabbi Yossi said no, as long as a little bit in the morning. Right, this is where the Gemara says the same is true as it relates to limud haTorah. It has to be, you have to always be learning. Does it mean literally you can't stop 1 second? Or kiven shakara adam kriyash mashachris for arvis? Right, the Gemara says, you know, I'll tell this to an Amma Aretz because he might take you too literally. But this is Rabbi Yossi Shita, and that's what we're saying, that it's kosher kalayoy, meaning as long as you get it at some point during the day, that's going to be fine. It doesn't have to be there every single second. What does it mean? Davash ha-mitzvaseh ba-layla kosher kol ha-layla la-suyei. What's that chiddush? La-suyei achilas psachim. Very geschmack. The mitzvah to eat the carbon Pesach, udeloy ke Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Tanya, we learned to the brayso of achlas habas b'lay lazeh. You have to eat the carbon Pesach b'lay lazeh, the night of Pesach. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, nemar kam b'lay lazeh. It says b'lay lazeh regarding the mitzvah to eat the carbon Pesach. Nemar lahalon, it says by makus b'chayrus va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'lay lazeh. Ma lahalon, when did makus b'chayrus happen? It happened by chatzos. Afkan ad chatzos. So to this has to be by chatzos as well. Meaning there's a mandama that holds that you can't eat the carbon Pesach the whole night. It has to be Dafke Chatzos. Who is that man Domar? It's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Second time we had Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in today's daf. Abezok the Gemara. That's the Chiddush. Dovash haMitzvasei baLayla Kosher. Kol haLayla is LaFuke Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You can eat the Karban Pesach the whole night. You don't have to eat it only Chatzos. And again, this is clearly a Shas Mishnah, very important Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that any mitzvah that you have that's mitzvah by yom, you can do it the whole day. And any mitzvah that you have that's mitzvah by laila, this is a mitzvah you can do at night as well. So really, we have three very important sugyas in today's daf. The first sugya dealt with a cheresh that's medaber ve'ena shemeya, even though he's chayiv in mitzvahs and kol ha'tayra kula, because the cheresh of the Torah that's a cheresh shayt v'katan, that's potim and a mitzvah, is enish mei v'enim medaber. But when it comes to any mitzvah that involves dibur, it's not so poshut. In fact, three shittas, maybe, yeah, no worries at all. The katchila b'di'evet, Rabbi Yossi has a shita, even b'di'evet, it's going to be a problem. The second mishnah we talked about was any mitzvah that you have to do during the day, the katchila, don't do it until Neitzachama. B'di'evet, you can do it by Elias. But the katchila, every mitzvah, doesn't matter what it is, you're supposed to wait until Neitzachama. The third mishnah was any mitzvah that you're supposed to do during the day, it's kosher kol hayom, and any mitzvah you're supposed to do at night, is kosher kol hayom.